Hello, welcome back to the Active Ingredient Podcast. I am sending a short and sweet message because I have decided to pause on Active Ingredient for now. And when I say pause, I actually do mean pause. It's not leaving. I just feel like I know the direction that it's going to be going in, and it's big and it's different and it's requiring a different level of focus from me. And to be interviewing and doing solos and producing it and editing it and doing all the things live in action while working on this next iteration of it at the same time is spreading me too thin. And it's not allowing for the focus and the intentionality that I want for this next iteration. So I am taking a 1 month break, and will be coming back with all of this just like direction that I know that I want it to be channeled through. And yeah, I mean, this whole process has made me, it challenges me all the time. Like I don't know if anyone else can relate to this, but like I have had many moments where I'm like, do I just stop doing the podcast in totality? Do I just pause? Like there's moments where I feel really called to speak, and there's moments where I feel way more called to listen, and I actually feel more called to listen than I do to speak most of the time. And the format in which I've done Active Ingredient interviews and solos has been great to get me to this point. And I love it. And I love every single thing that I've put out so far. Thank God. Things that I did not love, I did not put out. And with that said, though, I really feel and have been feeling, and I've been fighting this feeling for a long time, because I'm like, I can't tell. Is this resistance? Is this me throwing in the towel? Is this all the things that I talk about on the show? I've been, you know, dealing with and battling myself. And the more that I sit with it and I'm in stillness with it and I let it whisper, the more that I'm just realizing, like, the feeling that I feel in it is like the feeling like I have to get this done now versus coming at it with a desire, an interest, a want, because I'm not doing it in the way that I want to be doing it. And yeah, I mean, what I've just kind of to reiterate what I said, like what I've realized is that what I need is some separation from it for some time to let it breathe, to process the past 5 years, to have a clear understanding of the how, of how I want to continue to have these meaningful conversations that I believe are just so humanizing and unifying and expansive. And those are the reasons why I will absolutely continue. And I just want to reassure every single person listening, like I will be continuing to do it. It's a matter of getting myself to a place where I know the process that feels more like me now. I feel like I was following typical podcasting format for the last 5 years. And I am just, there's a clear, clear call inside of me that is asking me to go deeper. It's asking me to expand bigger. It's asking me to create what I want to see in the world. And that's not to say that what I have created so far is not that. It was that. And there's a space between where I was and where I'm going. And that's where I'm at right now, which is why I have decided to take a little baby hiatus to recenter, regroup, refocus, and give myself the space to let the download come through of the how. And yeah, I hope that in this time, you know, we could still keep in touch on my Instagram. You know, I'm still doing my things, but from a production and posting content that feels meaningful, that feels thoughtful and timely, and I don't know, just like what I want to put out there, I need to give it a little bit of room to breathe. So it's scary. It's always a scary thing, especially in podcasting. I feel like people tell you all the time, like, you have to be consistent or you lose the audience. And I've never really liked following like specific rules. I do think that there is a time and a place. There's a time and a place for absolutely everything. There's a time and a place to follow the rules, and there's a time and a place to listen to yourself. That's always the time and place, is to listen to yourself, but there's a time and a place to break the rules a little bit, to give way for that truth to move through you and for you to hold on to that more so than a pre-described plan that has worked for other people in the past. So am I nervous? Yes. I'm nervous just because of the stories. I'm like the stories of you'll lose like people's interest or whatever. But at the end of the day, what is happening is that I am losing interest myself in the format of how I'm doing it. And that is the most important thing in the entire planet. I need to be the one that is so incredibly bought in, that I am obsessed with the how, that I feel full body excitement to upload. And so I don't know, that kind of just answers my question, or that answers that fear, or that quells the fear, is like, will people stop caring? Doesn't matter, because like what's happening is that I'm stopping to care, and like that's the thing that I need to solve for more than anything, because everything is a mirror, which I talk about all the time. And if I care, I mean, you can't control, but like I believe everything's a mirror, and if I'm so incredibly bought into what I'm doing and I have self-validated it and I am so into it, then I feel very, very confident in putting it out there and it making an impact. So yeah, scary times, but also not so scary times. I hope that you have a beautiful rest of your day, rest of your week. Have an incredible month. Know that I am thinking of you. I am really doing this for me and for you. And I just know with every fiber of my being that you are doing amazing, that you are showing up, and that you will continue to show up, and that in this time frame, we all got to just continue to double down on listening to our own voices. So, and that's always been honestly the premise of the show anyway. So maybe these little breaks are good. And yeah, with that, I will see you with a whole different aligned new vibe. I'll see you then. Bye.